Time now on the Bedusa pregame show to visit with Tom Cerruteri, head coach of the Beavers. Congratulations on the win, Tom.
Thanks, Schultzy.
When the guys are coming back from a long break, this is the longest one that you've ever had. Is that first game really an unknown until you kind of get into the guts of it?
It actually is, Schultzy. You don't know what to expect. And again, you know, we won the game last night. I thought we played overall pretty good, Schultzy. I think there was a lot of rust on our skates. But there's still a lot of things that we can do different, and there's a lot of things we still need to work on.
Is video the absolute perfect tool in this kind of a situation where you're unbeaten now in your last six games? Things are going good. You win 4-0. You got to point out the negatives.
Well, I think it's both. And it's not, I don't like negatives. You know what? They're teaching clips. That's what we call them. I mean, they're teaching clips. They're not negative. They're just teaching clips. Teaching clips are positive clips. Teaching clips are things that we need to work on, things that we need to get better at. So, again, a lot of it's just, again, fine tuning our details, Brian.
No matter how much a coach tries in practice, you cannot simulate the game speed when you're off for a month. Maybe it takes a period or two, doesn't it?
Well, I think more than that. I thought, again, like we circled a lot, Schultz. I don't know if you and Biss noticed that up top. Probably didn't, but we circled a lot last night. When you're circling a lot, it means obviously, again, you're taking a little bit of a shortcut there because stopping and starting takes a lot out of you.
Do guys, I don't know if forget's the right word, but forget all those good habits that you were able to teach them in the first half?
Well, that's why you have to try to you have to work on those habits, and you have to, again, we're talking about video right now. Those teaching clips are obviously going to be very beneficial to them, and also in practice too. You just have to keep harping about stopping and starting, straight line pressure, just all those little details, all those little habits that are so important. And eventually, again, you know what? It's muscle memory. It'll come back to them, but they also need to get their legs under them.
On to the positives. You guys got a power play about 6.5 minutes in. You scored 6:39 in. Can't draw it up any better than that,
no,
can you?
Exactly. I thought we had, we got the shot from the point which we want. We want Pratt to shoot more, and we had two guys screening in front, and, you know, Guerrero never saw it. So, again, nice shot by Pratt. I'm 60 feet away, two guys in front of him, you know, great screen, and you know what, it was just what the doctor ordered.
Perhaps pretty good at moving laterally and getting a shot off quick. That's not easy for a player to do, is it?
Well, he's got to, you know what, I wish he would shoot it more as he's going east-west, Brian, and laterally, because you're right, he's so good laterally, and that's what we're trying to get him to shoot more laterally, because, again, it is so beneficial, and he only has a split second of space when he's going east-west right there, so... it was nice to see him score, but B, I'd like to see him shoot a little bit more as he's going board to board.
Lateral's the hardest move to make. You got to have good feet. You got to be quick. Guys make a career in pro hockey that can do that, right?
Absolutely. You know what? And to me, it's an asset. When you have an asset like that, use it more. And you know, he's fortunate to be able to have an east-west game, because a lot of defensemen don't have that east-west game.
More of Tom Cerruteri when we return. Bedusa pregame show on the Beaver Radio Network. Welcome back. Part two with head coach Tom Cerruteri. Bedusa pregame show on the Beaver Radio Network. Earlier this week, Nate Arndt said that you guys worked last year when you played Huntsville, and he thought it would be a factor again this year of working them down low and getting offense that way. Kyle Bauman's goal, perfect example of that, wasn't it?
Absolutely. And that was more of a forechecking goal. I thought Corey Ward had good, you know what, good pressure, and so did Charlie down there. I thought, they stayed on pucks. They were aggressive on pucks. And with their aggressiveness, obviously created a scoring chance for Corey, and he delivered. And it was nice to see him get that first goal.
First goals are memorable. I think the puck was on his stick for about a quarter of a second, though, wasn't it?
Absolutely. He got it off quick, and I think he caught Guerrero. He caught Guerrero by surprise right there. I don't think Guerrero thought there was going to be a turnover. And, again, that was due to the hard work by Corey and Charlie.
Is Kyle making it hard to get him out of the lineup?
Oh, he's a good player. He's a good player, and he's got a lot of attributes, Schultzy. I mean, he makes plays. He's got great feet. He's got a high battle level. He's getting better and better, and we're really happy with his progress.
If you're playing with Corey Ward and Charlie O'Connor, you're going to be playing better, though, right?
Well, I think so, but I think, you know what, I think he's a good fit. I think he's a good fit for Wardle. I really do, and hopefully he can stir some things up. He can get to pucks. He can get to loose pucks. He can make plays. And, you know, with Corey's shot, it's nice to have a little speed, I think, right there. And, and right now, obviously, Harmsey's out. So we had to mix and match a little bit. And right now, we really like that chemistry between those three.
is Mike Bitzer making it hard to take him out of the lineup?
Well, again, when we're winning right now and he's getting the opportunity to play and he's winning, he's going to stay in the lineup right now. So I'm still not going to I'm not going to sit there and declare who's a number one. But bottom line is, you know, Mike Bitzer, he won a game last night. He won and tied against Northern Michigan, and he's playing pretty good hockey right now, and we're going with him.
Penalty kill looked pretty good from up top. What do you think looking back on last night?
Schulze, obviously, again, I'm probably tougher to please, you know, and I think I'm tougher to please. We need a little more work right there. I thought our details, again, our details weren't where we want them to be. And, again, I'm going to say we circled a lot. You can't circle. You got to stop and start. You got to take the middle away. There was just a few details right there that, again, I'm probably overusing the word fine-tune, but we have to fine-tune some of those things. We have to get out and get some repetitions in, and we have to show some things on video, and it's always work in progress.
Best of luck tonight.
Thanks, Schulze.
Tom Cerutori, head coach of the Beavers. Starting lineups next on the Beaver Radio Network.